Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Although we are going to the line right now, and the host of You Better, You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast for more of Nick Kostos' analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Thanks, man.
Andy and Jeff, great to be on with you guys. Happy football season. What a great time to be alive. Let's do it.
Here we go, Nick.
Very excited. Okay, so our hot topic right now is, are the Browns the fourth place team in the AFC North, which is very hard for people in Northeast Ohio to swallow, including the two people sitting here. At least I can speak for myself. What do you think? Are they the number four team in the AFC North?
Well, they're not one or two. I can tell you that now with Deshaun Watson not going to play the first 11 games of the season and Jacoby Brissett sitting in. I do think that they have a realistic chance to be better than the Steelers. I don't think Pittsburgh's quarterback play, at least until they make the switch to Kenny Pickett. And I understand that everyone now thinks like Mitch Trubisky's like Terry Bradshaw or Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know. I watched him play in Chicago and thought he was pretty bad. Then you get to be Josh Allen's backup for a year and people think you're great again. Pretty strange to me. Like, I get he looks good in the preseason, but against like second and third stringers, like, okay. I think Pickett's really good, but we're not going to see him for a little bit, obviously, here. And I think Cleveland's defense is absolutely outstanding. And I know we'll talk about the week one game coming up against Carolina. I think Cleveland's going to start 1-0 this week, and I think they're going to close as a favorite in the game. So, I mean, they're not better than Cincinnati, obviously. They're not better than Baltimore, obviously. With Deshaun Watson healthy, or not healthy, but not suspended, we could obviously have that conversation. And I think the Browns would be a legitimate Super Bowl contender with Watson for a full season, getting enough wins in a loaded AFC to maybe get a home playoff game or at least make the postseason. But I just think, like, it's really hard to say that they're going to be better than Baltimore or Cincinnati with Brissett starting at least 11 games.
Nick, it took you one question to become a friend of the show. Because I said that this morning, and Jeff looked at me like I was crazy. Nick, it took you, I mean, less than a minute, you are now a friend of the show, because I said the same thing
this
morning.
Due to copyright infringements, harumph.
Okay, we normally have a sounder, but we can't play. Go ahead. All
apparently right. You're a friend of Baskin, Nick. We're working.
You're good, man. You're good forever on this show at this point. Go ahead.
Appreciate that, guys. Appreciate that, yeah.
We've had Browns fans go nuts saying, well, Jacoby Brissett, you know, blah, 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 we'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. I've said I'm open to the idea that he could play the best football of his career. However, he's going to have to in this offense for this team to be in decent shape when Watson comes back. Can he do it in this offense? And maybe more so, Nick, can Kevin Stefanski develop an offense that lets Jacoby Brissett excel?
Well, I think like Jacoby Brissett and excel, I don't know, are things I'd put in the same sentence. First, he doesn't have to excel. Like, I think the game plan for the Browns is very simple, and this is maybe the assumption of rational coaching, which could be problematic, but I think Kevin Stefanski has kind of shown himself to be a pretty rational actor, maybe with the exception of that punt in the divisional round game against Kansas City a couple years ago in the fourth quarter, which was asinine, but I digress. I think it's pretty obvious what Cleveland needs to do this year. The defense is going to be awesome. Like, the defense is going to be really good. You have a stable of quality running backs, and you have a plus offensive line, one of the better offensive lines in the league. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, you're telling Jacoby Brissett, hey, buddy, don't turn the football over. Let's run the ball. Run some high-percentage pass plays here to Amari Cooper. I like David Bell a lot. I think he's going to, like, flash over the course of his rookie season here. I think Njoku's going to have a really nice season. They obviously gave him the extension. I love him in fantasy this year if you're looking to draft a late-round tight end. And, like, don't turn the football over. Run the ball and play good defense. And I think that's going to be a recipe for success this year for the Browns. Now, not against like the better teams in the league where you need really good quarterback play, like to really succeed. Like in the big moment, I don't think Brissett can like, I guess like he could author like a game-winning drive at the end of a game, but I think it's unlikely. So I think the Browns' winning formula is pretty obvious. I think they'll be able to execute it against like middling teams like Carolina coming up this week. But do I think like Jacoby Brissett's upside is to like, they're going to be like a 10-1 when Deshaun Watson comes back? Like, no, I don't think that's the case.
Nick, I'm with you. But I wonder, will Kevin Stefanski do what you suggested, what I've suggested, which is just rely on that running game like absolute crazy to protect your quarterback and give your team the best chance to win in the pass-happy NFL?
Yes. I mean, I think he's kind of shown that he wants to run the ball anyway. Like, even when Baker was under center, I think that's what he wants to do. Or, like, when Keenum was under center. Like, he wants to run the ball. Listen, I could be wrong. And, again, the assumption of rational coaching will sometimes lead you to kind of like being like people should do things and then they don't do them and then you're left wondering what happened. So just because like we think something makes sense, and by the way, like I really do think it makes sense, and I didn't coach a down of football in my life, and I think that makes sense, and I think your listeners would agree with that. I do think that we'll see Stefanski do that. I mean, he would be like, what are they going to do? Come out and throw the ball 50 times with Jacoby Brissett and like a C-plus wide receiving core? Like, I think that would be nuts. And I don't think he's nuts.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas on the line. All right, so Nick, you said, you know, the Browns are maybe 3-4 in the AFC. Who do you like in the AFC North? And I just find it awkward to bet against a team that made the Super Bowl last year to win the AFC North. But, I mean, I know the division, so if they don't, it's not going to shock me.
Well, I think it's kind of like it's two different problems to solve. Which team do I think, like, in the regular season, which team I think on balance is likely to win more games? It's probably Baltimore. That does not mean that I think Cincinnati will be bad. I would take Cincinnati if I had to pick a team. But I'm just telling you the way that people think, because I think the way you phrase that question is like you're surprised by how many people are not picking Cincinnati. They're picking Baltimore. Because Baltimore has kind of shown itself with John Harbaugh, even before Lamar Jackson, when Flacco was under center, obviously, to be a team that just like rolls out of bed and wins 10, 11 regular season games. So I think Baltimore's a better bet to win games in the regular season. But like, which team do I trust more to win the Super Bowl or like achieve postseason success? I mean, it's Cincinnati, and it's not even close with what Burrow showed us basically across the whole season last year. You know, the Week 17 game against Kansas City, like basically him and Chase won that game single-handedly, and then winning the games in the postseason and almost culminating in a Super Bowl championship, if not for the heroics of Aaron Donald at the very end of the game. So I think Baltimore probably statistically more likely to win the division. Who's more likely to win the Super Bowl? I definitely think it's Cincinnati. Gun to my head, which team do I like more this year? I would take the reigning defending AFC champion Bengals.
Who do you like in the NFC?
To win the conference?
Let's go with that.
To win the whole conference, like to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take Tampa. I think it's probably like not a really sexy answer. And there's a chance that things implode for Tampa. And I think a lot of people are kind of on that right now. Obviously, offensive line injuries right now for the Bucs. Brady leaves for 2 weeks in the middle of training camp. It's a little odd. But the team is absolutely loaded. You're not going to be able to run on them this year at all with Vita Vea and Akeem Hicks in the middle of the defensive line. The weapons are just staggering on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. And until Brady kind of shows you that he's not Brady anymore, I feel like he's going to be Brady. That was like a Yogi Berra-ism. But I think you understand what I'm saying. If you're going to get away from Tampa, I'll give you two teams that I think have like major big-time upside in terms of potentially like winning a Super Bowl. If Trey Lance is awesome, the Niners are going to win like 13 games this year because the rest of the team is absolutely stacked. So we don't know if Lance is going to be good or not. But like that's why Lance was bet heavily in the MVP market, because he was the only quarterback of a team with a win total in the double digits that was like 40-1, which makes no sense. If you think the Niners are going to be really good, it stands to reason that Lance is going to be good, and he could make a big leap. And the other team would be, and this may surprise people, I like the Minnesota Vikings a lot this year, and I know like a lot of content creators in the space are saying it now. I've been saying it all offseason. Like, the upgrade from Mike Zimmer to Kevin O'Connell could potentially be absolutely massive. Mike Zimmer was an absolute donkey with the way he coached games. He was a horrendous game manager, like wanted games to like either win or lose by 3 points instead of win in blowout fashion. Drove me nuts. Now you're going to take this offense into the 21st century with O'Connell. I love Justin Jefferson. I love Adam Thielen. I love the tight end Herb Smith. KJ Osborne, the third wide receiver, I think is really talented. You love Dalvin Cook, obviously, as well. Minnesota would be my sleeper team. I don't know if they can make the Super Bowl, because then you need Kirk Cousins to like play well in an NFC championship game, like on the road in Tampa or LA potentially. But Minnesota would be my sleeper in the NFC.
Nick, I just want to ask you a couple simple betting questions, because Ohio goes green on January 1st as far as betting is concerned. What's the key to daily fantasy stuff? Like, you know, your once a week leagues where you can get in there and you can change your, like when you think about that and doing that, what's the good philosophy to have if you're picking your team?
Well, I think it really depends. If you're playing like a big tournament, like you're trying to make a big score, mm-hmm. like I think you want to try and like play guys that not everybody else is playing that you think could potentially hit it big. And that's going to require you to try and find some lower price guys that you think could potentially strike big that week and pair them with guys that are going to play well. So that's if you're going to enter like a big tournament and try to win like $1 million or 100,000, 50,000, whatever. If you're looking to play a head-to-head though, like a one-on-one matchup or just like a small group matchup, like I really think you're just trying to construct like the team that is going to score the most points. Like I think you have to swing for the fences in a tournament because of the amount of people and the amount of sharp people that are going to be in that tournament. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're playing like a smaller thing, like head-to-head against your buddy for $20, like you just construct like the lineup. I think this lineup will score the most points. You can't win a tournament doing that because there'll be 20 other teams with that exact construction at least. But I think that's how you win in head-to-head tournaments. You got to swing for the fences a little bit.
Yeah, Nick, I like the weekly daily ones more just because when you think about it and you try to get in your fan, and Jeff's a huge fantasy football player, but I like doing the weekly stuff just because if I get shut out in the beginning of the season and there's a superstar I want on my team, I love the fact that I have the opportunity to pick them up every week in the daily weekly stuff.
Sure. Yeah. I think, you know, there's a strong case to be made for both. I think it's entirely subjective. I love both. If I had to pick, I would choose season long fantasy football, which might be like to my fiance's chagrin, like my favorite thing in life. So like I love both of them. I like season long fantasy football better.
All right. So I assume you don't have kids then.
Not yet, but okay, yes, I think okay. Like if most of my fiance's chagrin, not yet, but at some point in the near future.
Yeah,
I think
you will lose that argument if you keep saying that after you have kids. This is two dads telling you.
Spend too much time on fantasy football, you're not going to get kids, Nick. So I'm just telling you right now, pal.
Fair enough.
Let me throw this at you. I think maybe the most polarizing guy in fantasy football this year is Devontae Adams, and not because of his abilities, but because of questions that it might mean in Green Bay. And questions with Aaron Rodgers, and questions that it might mean for Derek Carr. Because he and Carr were phenomenal together in Fresno State. Can they duplicate that in the NFL? Who knows? What do you think of Aaron Rodgers as a fantasy quarterback this year, and what do you think of Derek Carr?
Yeah, I think this is kind of like a bit of a complicated question, and I'll try and distill the answer down as quickly as I can here. The total in the Packers-Vikings game is 47 this week, and I think that a lot of people will look at that and be like, well, that feels low. But I think if you're thinking about the Green Bay Packers, and then I'll go to the Raiders part of this equation in a second as well and talk about Adams, but just Rodgers and the Packers. This is a team right now. We don't know if Alan Lazard's going to play this week. The second-round rookie Christian Watson may not play this week, which may mean it's Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, and Romeo Doubs, the fourth-round pick, who's been like great this training camp and preseason, so he might be awesome. Like if people still have drafts going on like tonight, like Romeo Doubs is a guy that maybe should be targeted here. But I think this is a Green Bay offense. And we saw this, like we've seen this the last couple of years with Matt LaFleur, who by the way, might be like the greatest regular season coach in the history of football with his winning percentage through 3 years here. Mm. Like they are going to play slow. They are going to milk the clock and they have two awesome running backs in Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon. So Rodgers is going to have these hyper-efficient games where he goes like 23 of 27 and throws four touchdowns and maybe Bob Tonyan catches one or two and the running backs get one and the receiver gets one. But I think if you're Green Bay, your recipe for success this year is to lean on the run game. The defense has the opportunity to be like next level awesome this year. So I'm trying to avoid Aaron Rodgers in fantasy. He's still got the sexy name. So I've done a lot of drafts where people draft him way too early, in my opinion. I think Rodgers is more like a middle-of-the-pack fantasy quarterback this year. Carr's fantasy upside this year is significantly higher than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, think about the defense for the Raiders. A, it's not very good. The secondary's garbage. Think about the division they play in. You got to take on Mahomes and the Chiefs, Herbert and the Chargers, Russell Wilson and the Broncos. So they're going to be in a bunch of shootouts, and Carr's going to throw the ball all over the place in the Josh McDaniels offense. So I love Carr in fantasy this year. I would much rather have him than Rodgers. But on Devontae Adams, like, I don't think this is going to be Green Bay Devontae Adams in Vegas for a multitude of reasons. And I think the most simple one is, in Green Bay, he had no target competition. It's the Devontae Adams show. Now he goes to Las Vegas where you've got Darren Waller and you've got Hunter Renfrow. So you actually have legitimate guys in the passing game that are going to get targets taken away from Devontae Adams. Does that mean I wouldn't draft Devontae Adams? Of course I would take him on my team, just not like in the middle of the first round. Maybe earliest would be like top of the second round, my personal opinion on Adams this year.
Nick, well done.
Nick, I have 15 seconds. I know you kind of alluded to it in the beginning. Browns, Panthers, winner.
I like the Browns. I make numbers in the NFL. I make the Browns a small favorite in the game. I think the Browns guys are going to close as a favorite. So for people out there listening, you're a Browns fan, you want to bet on the game. I would not wait. I would look to bet the Browns now. I think they close as a small favorite, and I think they win on Sunday.
Nick, outstanding. Congratulations on your friend of the show status. We will talk to you soon. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it. For the first time this season, wishing you guys and all your great listeners minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Nick.
All right. That was Nick Kostos. And he's the host of You Better, You Bet on Odyssey Sports Betting. And he is their Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Again, he is Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.